And joining us this afternoon, first day of Euro 2012, it's Chris Kamara. Cammy, hello.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
Oh, great. All really good, thank you.
And you're doing a single for this year's championships.
Yes, I am indeed.
How did that come about?
Well, a fella called Paul Baker wrote it, and he wrote it with me in mind because there's a few unbelievables in there. And he rang me up and he said, would you have a listen? And I thought, oh, it's going to be a load of old rubbish. And I put it on, and within the first 30 seconds, I thought, this is fantastic. This is a song that the fans will sing on the terraces. I went down to Carnaby Street to Macasso Music, and a fella called Mike Canaris, who's the producer of the song, said to me, you've got a wonderful voice. And I thought, well, no one's ever said that before, so we can make this work. Do you want to sing it? And I said, yeah, great. So I sang it. He mixed all the music with it. It sounded great. Well, in my opinion, it sounded great. And then I said, look, I don't want to put any money for this. I want all my proceeds to go to Marie Curie because I'm the ambassador. And he said, yeah, that's great by us. We'll give some of our money towards it as well. We just obviously take our expenses back. And then the FA rang up and said, look, we haven't released a song. We wouldn't mind adopting your song as the official song, because we know that people like it, and that was the icing on the cake.
And you say you're doing it for Marie Curie, and you were touched by that personally, weren't you? That's why you're an ambassador.
Yes, I am, yeah. My mum was treated by a Marie Curie nurse nearly 8 years ago now, unfortunately, when she passed away. I've been raising, you know, money for them for a long, long time. So last year we raised $385,000 to the Football League. This year, one of the main things is the record. So please help us as much as you possibly can. Text track goal to 80818. That's track goal, either lowercase, higher case, on your mobile to 80818. That's a pound for the single, or you can buy a four-track EP on iTunes for £2.49, and you get a ska version and a club version on there.
A ska version? That sounds brilliant. I haven't been sent that. I'm going to go and download that after this interview. So it's on iTunes,
yes.
Which means it will then go into the iTunes chart.
Are you
hopeful for some chart success from this?
Yeah, I think it all depends on how well England do. If England do really well and even win the competition, then we'll get to number one, because the fans will get behind it. They'll all want to be singing it, and hopefully, fingers crossed, that can happen. I know that's a bit delusional, but you've got to be optimistic. You just never know in football.
You mentioned there how well England can do. How well do you honestly think they're going to do in this tournament?
Well, I've got to be positive, and you've got to have a belief. You know, a few years ago, Greece won the tournament, and they were nowhere, anywhere near the best team in the tournament. But what they did is they were difficult to beat, and they didn't concede any goals. Roy Hodgson is clever. He starts his teams from being very, very strong at the back, not conceding goals, and then he moves forward a little bit. I know the pre-season games that he's had, or the pre-tournament games, I should say, that he's had, we haven't looked fantastic going forward, but we've looked very, very hard to beat and solid. The back five, for me, is excellent. Whoever plays, whether it's Lescott or Jagielka alongside John Terry, it's not a problem. I think we'll be very difficult to beat. We'll be hard to beat. In midfield, we're competitive with Scott Parker. Steven Gerrard would get in any team, even the Spanish team. I do believe that. And they're the best team in Europe, in my opinion. And of course, up front, before Wayne Rooney comes back, we've got Andy Carroll, who can offer a little bit more. We've got Ashley Young, who's doing very well. And maybe Danny Welbeck could show what his qualities are. So, you know, I'm very optimistic rather than pessimistic.
And no Rio Ferdinand. What's your take on that?
Well, I'd have taken Rio in the first place. But having not taken Rio in the first place, then it's hard to take him now. It would have been very, very difficult to have rung up Rio Ferdinand and said, look, I have got four people in front of you at this moment in time. John Terry, Julian Lescott, Phil Jagielka and Phil Jones, your teammate. They can all play centre-half. If I bring in you as the fifth choice centre-half, are you going to be happy within the squad? And the answer is no, don't be silly. I'm one of the best players in the world. I should have been in there in the first place. I should be playing alongside John Terry. Everybody knows that. If Ali Redknapp had been the manager, I would have been playing. So to bring him in as a fifth choice centre-half now, that would have been degrading him more than anything else. And I think it's the right decision not to have taken him now, but he should have been in there in the first place.
First game's on Monday night against France. If you were in that dressing room, if you were the manager of England now, Cammy...
Oh, wouldn't that be fantastic, eh? Wouldn't that be unbelievable?
Oh, dear. If you were in that dressing room on Monday night, you were the manager of England, what would your motivational talk be? What would you say to those players?
The first thing I would say is, nobody fancies you, lads. The first time ever England have gone into a tournament where the hype is so low... You know, you can't get a snake underneath it. So, I would be saying to them, look, you've got a lot to prove people wrong. Even in your deepest hearts that you can think of now, as give as much passion and as much work rate as you possibly can, because people have stopped believing in you. France are not invincible. You know, take a leaf out of Chelsea's book. There's no way that Chelsea could have beaten Barcelona, but they did it with spirit and determination and luck. They beat Bayern Munich with spirit, determination and luck. This could be England's time now. It's one that we have the Champions League team in our country. Wouldn't it be great if we had the Euro 2012 team in our country? Come on, lads. Muster yourselves together. Work hard. Don't have to play expansive football. But you've got to make sure we don't concede. And if we don't concede, we're always capable of winning a game. Get out there and beat them now.
I'll tell you what, you've convinced me. You've had a brief spell in management.
I did.
Very, very motivational speech there. Would you ever go back to it, or are you happy with just doing the media work?
The only reason I wouldn't go back to it is I've got such a wonderful job. I've got such a wonderful life now. You know, Sky have been fantastic to me and all the other outlets that I do any work for. You know, I never thought when I left Stoke City as the manager that I would continue in the media. I thought it was only short term until I moved on to another job. And because I was... managing in the Championship, there's still a way down, you know, so I could have managed in League One and League Two, and I had loads of offers along the way. But I enjoyed the TV so much. I wasn't asked to be anybody else. I wasn't asked to present like Kate Adie or anybody like that. I was asked to present as myself and go out and have a laugh and a giggle. And all of a sudden, I just decided that, you know, a change of tack, change of career, and it's probably the best thing I could have done.
You've just demonstrated there, Cammy, the amount of fans you've got on Facebook and followers on Twitter and stuff. You're just well-loved now. And how do you react to that? You're on the telly every Saturday. How do you react to just people just love you?
Well, that's the nicest thing in the world. When I see people now, there's a smile comes on their face, you know, and I always stop. I would never, ever not stop and sign an autograph for anybody. You know, when I was young, it happened to me where a Middlesbrough player, whether he was in a hurry or not, he couldn't stop to sign an autograph for me. So I thought, if I ever get myself in a position where people recognise me as a face, I'm always make sure I stop and sign an autograph. And I'm a happy type person anyway. You know, I'm a people person, and you know, people are always nice. You know, if they're respectful to you, then it's a couple of minutes out your day. It doesn't last forever. So sign an autograph or two, have a picture taken. And in this world that we live in, with the mobile phones, with everybody having a camera on it, I must have had over millions of photographs over the last few years. But like I say, it's great. I've got a great life and people are special.
And just back to that single quickly, this isn't the first thing you've done for a major tournament, is it? For the World Cup, you changed your name, do I remember?
I did, yeah. Right? Chris Kabanga, yes, which means imagine, believe. And what happened was I went down to the South African embassy the day before I flew out to South Africa, and I changed my name by deed poll. It's so easy now because you can do it on the internet. But I had to go to the South African embassy to make sure I could get into the country on my old passport and allow the name change to go through on the internet, which was fine. It wasn't a problem. You said, yes, you can do that by all means. And then as soon as we got knocked out against Germany, I phoned my son straight after the game. He went straight back on the internet and changed my name back. Not that I was ashamed of the England team. I was ashamed of the referee that day because Frank Lampard's goal was a good one. But it was a very disappointing tournament and I needed to get my name proper back. But I did it to try and help England win. It didn't work. This time I'm trying to help him with a song.
Let's get Cammy's tip for the tournament then.
If England don't win it, I always back Spain. You know, I've been fortunate that they've won the last two major tournaments because Spain have been massive, massive underachievers throughout the years. You look at the quality of their players, but they've always found a way to lose. Now they've found a way to win. I think it's very difficult to back against them. You know, Fernando Torres has been nowhere near the player at Chelsea that he was at Liverpool. But I just think that maybe back in his natural surroundings, players with players that he knows and loves, back in his, you know, with his country, I think he can end up scoring a lot of goals. And, you know, hopefully England are going to beat them in the final.
And if I can just bring it back closer to home for a second in the Midlands and just get your thoughts on this. Merry-go-round with the managers. McLeish gone from Villa, Lambert in. Houghton gone from Blues. He's gone to Norwich. Nobody there at the minute. Of course, today, Baggies have announced their new head coach is Steve Clark. What's your thoughts on all those Midlands movements?
I was surprised at the Steve Clark one when I heard that today. Very, very surprised. But we shall see. He's never had a manager's job before. I know his title is head coach, but we all know what that means. He's the manager. Hopefully nobody's going to interfere in what he does at West Bromwich Albion. So we'll see how he goes. Everybody deserves an opportunity. He's bided his time. He's worked as number two for a long, long time. He's had a couple of caretaker roles as well. So, you know, maybe he's ready for it. At the end of the day, you have to wait and see. He might take to it like a duck to water. He might struggle big style. Who knows? But we wish him all the best. Chris Houghton deserved another crack in the Premier League. Of course, Birmingham fans won't be happy. The fact that he's gone because he did so well last season, but he was just unfortunate. They played too many games. They were entered into that Europa Cup because they'd won the Carling Cup the season before. And at the end of the day, that took its toll. And they just ran out of legs at the wrong time, having played all those games. Otherwise, Birmingham might be back in the big time once again. Chris Houghton at Norwich, hard act to follow, Paul Lambert. Very, very hard act to follow because of how well they've done. But he wouldn't have taken the job if he didn't think he could do it. Paul Lambert going to Aston Villa. Well, brilliant, really. Brilliant. How well has he done? You know, Paul Lambert, when you look at the football that Norwich played with the personnel that they had, and how clever he was in the transfer market, bringing players from League One into the Premier League and them looking comfortable straight away. I'm sure that Villa fans are looking forward to the season so much. And I fancy Paul to do really well.